This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5, our text for today, speaks of how God has adopted us as His own children. Through Jesus' sacrifice, He has brought us into His own family and has actually made us heirs right along with Jesus. Now, in Roman law, adopted children had the same rights and privileges as natural children. Paul uses this term, this idea and concept, to show how strong our relationship to God is. We begin today, again, with verse 5, chapter 1, and we read, His unchanging plan has always been to adopt us into His own family by sending Jesus Christ to die for us. And He did this because He wanted to. Now all praise to God for His wonderful kindness to us and His favor that He has poured out upon us because we belong to His dearly beloved Son. Now, in the King James, New King James, and some of the other more orthodox scriptural versions, they use the word predestined. Okay. Now, that word predestined has caused more division within the larger body than anyone cares to acknowledge. Now, did God choose those of us that are His children today? Yes, He did. That's predestination. But you know, it's not hard to pick a winning horse when you see the race from start to finish before you ever go out to the track. So we need to be real careful not to take that next presumptuous step of the concept of predestination and say that because God chose some to be His, He therefore chose some to be lost, because that's heresy. The Bible tells us clearly that God, our Savior, desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. There are ways and plans of God that defy full human explanation. And I don't come before you today to tell you that I understand every nuance of this aspect. The only thing that we do know for sure in such situations is that when we force what is clearly an extrapolated outcome, we inevitably end up with an extreme and unbiblical doctrine. Because so often we just can't seem to take a step back and go, this is only going to be clearly understood in the mind of God. Let me give you another example. Maybe you've heard about the oneness doctrine of the Apostolic Church. Now, the oneness doctrine is an attempt to humanly understand how God can be one deity in three persons. Now, that kind of head explosion stuff. And the Apostolic Church, they lit upon the idea that because Jesus was so God when He was here on earth, that heaven must have been empty. But let me ask you, if that's the case, then who was Jesus praying to in the garden? Who was Jesus calling out to on the cross? You see, just a cursory review of Scripture will start to tear down these false doctrines, but you got to be motivated enough to get into Scripture to find these things out. Similar problems occur in this issue of predestination. It occurs when you receive this predestined idea and then take the next step. Again, something not taught in Scripture that says that if God chose some to be His, that He therefore must have chose others to be lost. That is, in its finest term, it's known as double predestination. Now, this mistake causes all sorts of theological misdirection, and it leads to even greater errors in the living out of our faith, and it's a slippery slope. How is it that we can be both chosen and yet still clearly have free will? Wiersbe has an interesting take on this subject as it pertains to this verse. He says, you do not get into God's family by adoption. You get into His family by regeneration, the new birth. Adoption, on the other hand, is the act of God by which He gives His born ones an adult standing in the family. And why does He do this? So that we might immediately begin to claim our inheritance and enjoy our spiritual wealth. You see, we are therefore adopted by the choice of God. God took us in as His own and he did so for his own good pleasure. Romans 9 tells us that God prepared for us his glory, but the preparation of destruction, well, that occurs by our own doing. So the question is what's being prepared for you today? What was the point of this act? What was the point of all this? Well, perhaps we should just take a step back and praise him a little for the glory of his grace. Because no matter what the ins and outs are of predestination, it is and was his grace that made us acceptable to stand in his presence. It was and is all him. Paul's point here is not to teach the finer points of predestination theology, but rather it's to continue in the same line of thinking that we are all adopted, that we have all been brought into the family, that we might have access to all of the privileges and responsibilities that come along with being part of a family. Most commentaries see the last two words of verse 4 as connected to the beginning of verse 5. So maybe it should read like this: in love, having predestined us. Because it's only a son who has access to the inheritance. We know that. God predestined us to have access to all of the blessings of his kingdom. Not just the ones that are waiting in heaven, but the ones that are actually waiting right here, that are ours right now and here.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.